Parches Mishnah Gimel. Masayif Paraparim. Shleiches Asar Mitam Magadim. Avdias Mitam Magadim. Paraparatzman is the Namitam Magadim. Simtalas Mishnah Zoymer Mitamech Latamani Vatatim Esaini. Magadim, so it's a Machlekes Rishainim, doesn't mean that Rashi and Babasa Tesma Beis is Dafik Begadim, which is Luivish, not Begadim, other Begadim. Mentioning the other Rishainim say that no, that Yimitama. Any beggar, whether you're wearing it, whether you touch it, it's going to be metamet. Lavish b'em is even if you have 10 begadim, zel gabi zeh, and it's not touching it, so that's going to be metamet. Gedim metam begadim b'shaski buray. The Rash and the Rosh and Zalman says the b'shaski buray is considered like avatumah the gabi kelim. Mishnayis says the gedim b'shaski buray is a rishain, but the chiddush is metamet kelim since it's mechubel tumah, therefore it's going to be go ahead and metamet kelim. Chir the hezba davar is that works midin yad that the person is a yad mabed tumah from the king as he touches and that's gonna be the malach davar. It says the chir is moved by burning the para that the para itself is not matam begodim, so and the serf is matam begodim. We can't say the gedis it works midin yad, and it sounds like as we different gedis. So shach says the gedis davar is that the begodim the kelim are tuffel to the adam with kabos tumah from his tumah. Therefore, by sefer para since he's in kamtomei. Therefore, also the begadim are going to be mitame. Because the Sefer said three gedarim and numal and the gedar of begadim b'shaski buray is mitame. Either b'shaski buray to a tumah you can say to have a tumah, have a mahalach mahalach midin yad, which is not working our sugya because the chari can't be midin yad. And the different gedar that you're tofel to the odem kabbalas tumah from its tumah itself. I'm saying in the para uparim sarim mishtaf asma is not mitame begadim. Ram Pesach Shani says that vayda is not mitame begadim, but mitame oichel and mashke. Now normally, in order to tamoich l'mashke, you need hechsher. Over here, you don't need hechsher. The reason why is because the Gemara Chum says something is a safe time of tumah chamura, like paradum, paradum, tzvafim, it's going to time of the iskem, tumah chamura, afa tumah. It doesn't need hechsher machsh in order to mekabal tumah, and it doesn't need kabal tumah tava acher. It itself is a tumah kali, even though nothing touched it. The Rambam, on the other hand, is chilek, because paradum and paradum, tzvafim needs, even though it doesn't need needs tumah makam acher in order to be maksherit to be kapol as tumah. Why is it not considered that sofei tamah tumah chamura? It's considered of is that since it's only tumah day through its askus, it's not considered the par is matama. It's considered the askus is matama. Valid that by nevela soif tar we have the chiddush that the nevela itself is matama begodim. Hashem kain nevela which basically is matama begodim. Arichas and Achrinim in the gather of Tumas Nevela. It's something which we don't find anywhere else. Normally, something which is inside the guf is not going to be Tumah, it's going to be considered Tumas Starim, and here it's going to be considered Tumah. Arichas and Achrinim is a Tumas Achila, where it's more Tumas Mokum. The Kovah the Tumas Avitam Kelim. Alamashka, any of the tumah is not going to be tama kelim only. Mashka, never mashka, taman. Aizom etumah chalei tamani tata ten tamani seinis. The word in the Mishnah kelim are only tama from avatumah. The curve from Rashi himself is a kavusha sechi yitma. Then the uichla not tama avik klicheres and kelim not tama avik klicheres. The chiddush is shen and ban Rashi ben chulin brings in the rach that adam who's tama meis rishon. Person who touched the person who touched the mace, that is a rishon, is matama kelim. The Ramban is chilek, I said that is not matama kelim. So what's he said in machlekes? What Chana says in machlekes is the rachel, just like a person who touched a mace, makes a kikli yitzabai, and the kli comes out of a tumba, so too a person who touched a rishon, touched the kli comes kamoyu, and chalcharekechala gets tamay. So the Ramban Raj argues all that tummy mace, rishon is not matama kelim. What's the Yisrael Dover? Because since a Kli is not only from Avatumah, Mela is not a Kabbal Tumah, only from Avatumah, not from Rishon. Even if you have a din of Kiyot Sebei, but only can be din from Avatumah, not from Rishon. But in the Rach and the Rav holds that which a Kli is not from Avatumah is not because it's a muta on the Matamah in the Kelim, it's that a Kli can't be a Sheni. Mela, if the din is to be a Rishon, it can be a Matamah. The Mashkin is Matamah, the Mashkin is going to be Tomei. Shaz, what case is the case that the Gzeir Mashkin of Yichas Tov is Negeya? Rambam in Hilchos Avos Tumah wants to say that Mutar Mashmash is Metama if it's the source that's coming from Ava Tumah, coming from Ava Tumah itself, or Rishon and Sheni which came from Ava Tumah. If it's Tumah coming from Hilchos Midayim, it won't be Metama Kelim. Shinkan other Rishonim Achilik, Tazin Shabbos is Mavur like that, that even Mashkin which comes from something which is Sheni and Tumah, it could go ahead and have the din of the Tchilik, that'll be Metama.